Hello, Sky.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Now that Gabby has sort of hinted at, we are going to pick up where I left off. We'll recap the last interview I did with Iggy, and Josh will get a kick out of this. I was backstage at the Metro. Many of you know that club well.
Yeah, sure.
And we were doing a wonderful interview. At least I felt you were doing a wonderful interview, Iggy.
And you're doing great.
And a comely young lady walked back into the dressing room where we were doing this interview and asked if she could, pleasure you, shall we speak. And you asked me, do you mind? I thought, I have to leave now. And you said, no, you can stay. We'll continue the interview. So consider this, we're picking up where that interview left off.
So she showed him all the most important hot spots in nightlife around town.
Yeah, that is exactly
I wish on a map.
I wish I remember.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to, but it's kind of hard for me to forget.
All right.
Unsee that, Sky.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Anyways, how are you doing?
We're doing great. And let's talk about the fact that we have Iggy Pop and Josh Ami, and I want you to say it again, Josh, because I've heard...
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy. It's Tommy, and then you also use the international om when you're out of the country, right?
if I'm in France, I don't want to tell them how to say om, and I don't want to argue about it, but in Norway, it's hume, which you can realize by the time you get to America, it turns into hame, you know?
Well, and with Iggy, it's pop, and that's an international
no it's
phrasing.
it's pop.
Well,
pop,
actually pop. That's interesting. It's pop in America, but in the romance countries, in Spain, Italy, or South America, it's Iggy pop.
And
in
one word, yeah.
And in pop. Some of the, in Eastern Europe, sometimes it's Iggy pop. One word, Iggy pop.
When Dracula does it, it's Iggy Pop.
Yeah, right.
This is the important stuff that needs to be up online.
Yeah,
so
right.
People know.
Yeah. All I want to do is tell Gardenia what to do tonight. All I want to do is tell Gardenia what to do tonight.
This record began with you guys recording, I guess, off the grid privately, right?
Well, you mean like without...
Off the musical grid?
Without, yeah, off the musical grid, right.
You mean without the dirty money?
Well,
we used clean money to make this. We used,
washed clean,
yes,
very clean,
we
pressed.
So,
well, I think the idea of doing something without adults... You know, just doing it on your own just made complete sense. There was no reason to include anybody.
Yeah, you care a whole lot, you know, and it's just way better.
How did the pairing come together?
I texted Josh. I wanted to see if we could play some music together. Texted him and suggested maybe I thought we could write something and record it, just that much, you know. I wasn't going to sort of lay out a business proposal or something. You know what I mean? Hey, now.
I love that idea, though. It's like, I'd like to show you this business. Yes, that would have been.
Yeah.
Josh, you asked for a PowerPoint, did you? You wanted to see the entire plan?
Pointer.
Yeah, I
was going to say, we should start saying we met at like a steam room at Equinox or something.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll take, no, we'll have to come up with something.
A bicycle shop in Cairo.
You know. Something exotic.
We did some sexting anyway.
Yeah, it was very erotic texting. Yeah.
So when you get a text like that, Josh, and you know it's not an everyday occurrence. I would hope it wouldn't be an everyday occurrence. What's your first reaction like? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, I because I didn't recognize Iggy's number, I thought one of my close friends was trying to mess with me.
Deeper.
talked, Iggy, about how there was an idea in your mind as you approached the record itself that it was sort of a cross between perhaps a veteran and your own self-reflection of someone who had performed a duty, performed a service for a great many years, and then started to question their relevance and question their usefulness. How did that play into the making of the record? Was that a theme that got it started, or did it run deeper than that?
It was a theme that emerged. When you look forward at my stage in the game with any honesty, that involves an evaluation of the past. That's different than the early game. And that's all right. But also it's not so much questioning myself or what I my self-worth. It's trying to figure out where I am now going to fit in with the rest of the peeps on the planet. That's what a lot of this is about. Where am I going to fit in, and how do I feel about it? And yeah, sometimes do I just want to walk away? Oh yeah, I left New York for Miami in 98. That's almost 20 years ago. And that was a step in a kind of closing up. That meant I was no longer willing to walk out the front door of my Manhattan apartment building and be fair game for anybody that wanted to use me. And I wanted to withdraw a little bit, and if you didn't like it, you can go to fucking hell.
There you have it.
And now, amazingly, I got away with it, and I started, my career blossomed as I withdrew from the hurly-burly, if you will, plus which I withdrew to a really nice place.
You got a good tan.
People in the media are always ready to come to Miami for a few days. So that helped, you know.
The key to everything, I crawl for sun.
You guys are going to go out and tour, and I guess the there's another level of energy and connection and commitment that you forged with the band and the band with you.
Yeah, we're rehearsing right now. It just sounds whoa, you know, whoa. It's really, 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 really fine. So, and I haven't done a theater tour anywhere in it's since 07, so what is that, 8, 9 years? It's been 9 years since I really put boots on the ground this way. So I'm real keyed up.
Josh, are you going to be able to keep up with Iggy throughout this tour?
What do you think?
No, I think he will.
I look forward to just closing my eyes and opening my arms and bathing in something that's new and wonderful, and that has that spark, like a flash of lightning. You see it, and it's gone. And I enjoy that possibility of those moments. You know, it's easy for me to just throw myself off the cliff into this. You know, it's an easy sell to just like be a part of this. It's wonderful.
This, you're going to, I hope we'll use metaphorically, throw yourselves into the show April 28th at the Greek, and Post-Pop Depression, the album, is ready to fall into everyone's, not just their hands, but their ears and their soul. And we got to thank you guys for, love the fact that the partnership has forged, B, certainly can't wait to see it come to life on stage and beyond. And as always, keep doing what you do. And as you said, Iggy, so eloquently, it may come in different forms and it may come in different contexts, but it'll always begin with a text, I guess. So I want to thank you guys for spending some time with us today.
Thanks a lot, Sky.
All right, Sky. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.